This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two people are in police custody after reports of a student with a gun at a Denver high school this morning. The Denver Police Department says officers retrieved a paintball gun following a lockdown at Northfield High School. Vicente, a junior, was running late to school at the time of the incident. He says police were quick to respond.
As soon as we got here, man, we just couldn't go inside the building. They said that there was cops all over the campus and we were just in question, so they told us to go back to our cars.
He says the school has been on high alert since the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The district announced it would have more police presence at schools through the end of the school year. Meantime, Campus Middle School, Bellevue Elementary, and Cherry Creek High were all put under a secure perimeter today after police in Greenwood Village learned of a threat made against Cherry Creek High School. Police were at the school this morning and everyone is safe. Latino families are asking their school district for healthier, fresh food for school meals. The nonprofit El Paso has presented a petition to the St. Vrain Valley School District just north of Denver. It's signed by 1,000 people calling for changes to the menu. Currently, the schools rely heavily on processed and frozen foods. Seventh grader Diana Sanchez told the district's Board of Education last night the food they serve is not enough.
For breakfast, I don't just want a piece of bread full of sugar. Why don't you include eggs, toasted bread, bacon, or fresh fruit?
The school district hasn't responded to the group's request and says it's committed to creating balanced and nutritious meals. Right now in Denver, it's 80 degrees with a few clouds. Look for mostly clear skies for most of the day, with a low of 52 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.